She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off today. All right, so it's the holiday season, and we all tend to indulge, but there are ways that you can get around that. As a matter of fact, if you saw what I had for Thanksgiving, you'd probably be shocked. Let me tell you, it wasn't much because I just felt like I don't need to stuff myself. And somebody else who doesn't need to stuff herself and has great advice and always knows what's hot and what's great and what is raw is Carol Ault, who we love. Hi, Carol.
You guys are so funny. What's hot and great and what is raw?
Yeah.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. It's just me today, Carol, and Lisa here. And, you know, I was just saying that on Thanksgiving, I was really proud of myself because my plate, I had turkey. I had kale, I had roasted Brussels sprouts, and a yam, and I didn't have anything on it. And everybody looked at me like I was nuts while they were piling on all the heavy stuff. But I said, you know what? I just want to eat light. And then I took my dogs for a 2-hour walk, and I felt really good. And everybody else was like, oh, you know, and I'm not putting people down, but I'm just saying it is nice when you don't overindulge. So, Carol, tell us about what you do for the holidays. I'd love to hear about your Thanksgiving and what you plan on for Christmas in terms of, you know, eating the way that you do, which is so healthy.
Well, you know, there are a couple tricks that I do rely on during the holidays in order to not pack on the pounds. I mean, I think the biggest thing is that...
Okay, so we did lose Carol, but we're going to get her back. But, you know, again, I don't want to come off as snobby because I'm not. I mean, eat as much as you want and everything. I'm just saying, for me, you know, I have sensitivities and I just want to make sure I feel my best. But there are ways that you can do it. And when we get Carol back on, she'll share some ways. You know, some of the things, for example, that I love to do, I love to eat things sweetened with xylitol, with stevia, with erythritol, because that way you're not getting that sugar rush. You're not getting that insulin. You're not going up and down. As a matter of fact, I just did some new videos for What's Hot in Health with Lisa Davis that you can see on RadioMD.com. And I did a bunch yesterday on DIY body scrubs. And I also did some on making hot chocolate without any sugar at all and using raw cacao. And, you know, there's so many good things. Carol, while you were gone, I was talking about some of the things that I love to do. You know, yesterday I made this amazing hot chocolate using unsweetened coconut milk beverage, so no sugar there, raw cacao, and some xylitol. And it was delicious, you know, so I think there are ways around it. But jump into some of the things you like to do.
Well, I think the biggest issue is Christmas parties. You know, we go to these parties, we eat a lot, and we feel like, you know, that we get full and we pack on the pounds and then we feel guilty the next day. And I think the biggest thing is the fact that we don't eat before we go to the party because we're like, oh, they're going to have food there. Problem is they have festive food, and festive food is always fattening.
That is true. I always eat before I go to a party. What do you eat usually before you go?
Yeah, you know what? I always say bring some raw cheese in a little plastic bag in your desk during the day. And as the, you know, like at that 4 o'clock slump, right before you go to the Christmas party, eat some cheese and some flax, you know, raw flaxseed crackers. And that'll kind of stave off your starving. So you don't have to listen to your growling belly when you're at the party saying, well, I haven't eaten all day, so I can do this. I think that's the biggest thing. It's our own minds that force us to fall off our diets or, you know, our path to better health and slimmer living.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, for me, it's really about better health. And I think and also, like I said, if you overindulge and you end up feeling bad, you end up feeling guilty, and then you don't have enough energy to do the things that you want to do. And there's so many fun things to do around the holidays. I mean, if there's snow, it's really nice to go snowshoeing or just go out and play with kids or just have fun with your pets. I mean, there's a lot of things, and I want to feel good to do that stuff. I don't want to feel all bogged down. So that's
me
why
too.
I think it's
and
good
speaking
to
of feeling
light.
Good, you don't want to feel hungover. So here's another trick that I do. When I arrive, I have seltzer with a little cranberry and a lime, you know, or seltzer with a little orange and a lime. People don't know what you're drinking, so they don't pressure you because you have a drink in your hand, so they think you're drinking. And then I don't have a drink until I've had at least two of those kinds of drinks, because then it fills you up a little bit, and you're not drinking drink after drink after drink with alcohol. The other thing is if you arrive and you're hungry and you have alcohol, it immediately lowers your inhibitions, and then you start eating because you say, oh, who cares? You know, tomorrow I'll start dieting. And then tomorrow you wake up and you go like, why did I do that? So rule of thumb,
yeah, exactly.
Carry a little bit of food ahead of time, something raw and delicious, and then make sure you have a drink or two, non-alcoholic, before you indulge.
See, I stay away from the drinks altogether, the alcoholic drinks.
I mean,
so my worry isn't overeating. Well, my worry is like dancing on the table or something. So I don't drink.
But the thing is, Lisa, is that people are going to do it.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know, just don't do it first thing out when you're hungry. It immediately goes to your blood system, and then you drink drink after drink after drink after drink, and you're irresponsible. Have a couple drinks beforehand that are non-alcoholic. So at least when you decide to have that drink, it's not going to be like so big a deal to your system. You know what I'm saying? Because people are going to do it.
Definitely.
Let's face it. They're gonna drink for the holidays.
Yeah, and you know, something else that I like to do too is because I don't want to feel left out when there's lots of yummy sweets and things. And I love dark chocolate. So this might look funny, but I'll put my favorite type of dark chocolate, or there's a great dark chocolate truffle I get at the Whole Foods that's made with coconut oil and cacao, and it's really good. And I'll just put that in my, I'll put a couple in my purse. I might even put a few more than I normally would, because it's a party and it's the holidays and I don't want to be feeling deprived.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bring my own chocolate. It's a good thing.
You know what? Another good idea too is if you're going to bring a dish, bring like a raw Romano Parmesan cheese with pear. It's fantastic. Mm. And then you pair the pear, pun intended, with the raw Romano. It was always the first dish to go whenever I would bring it to a party, because people just couldn't believe that dry bite of the Romano cheese with that sweet juice of the pear. It just was incredible. And then you have something raw that's really good and you can nosh on.
Now, you mentioned the raw cheese. So where do people get this? Because I don't see it at a lot of regular stores. You have to go to like a specialty store?
It's everywhere. You can get the raw cheddar cheese at any supermarket. At Whole Foods, they have a whole cheese section. You can ask them for the raw milk cheeses. They have sheep, goat, milk, cow's milk, all raw. Or if you have a cheese shop, there's always raw milk cheeses. Just have to read the label. Raw milk, it's raw.
And so basically that's not going through the pasteurization. I'm assuming it's hormone-free, antibiotic-free, grass-fed. Do you look for that as well?
It's usually not cooked. Exactly. And it's easier for the body to break down and utilize. And, you know, some people don't like cow's milk because they say the molecule's too big and we shouldn't have cow's milk. Well, there's goat's milk and sheep's milk, which is easier to assimilate.
I see. Yeah, because I don't do dairy, but people have said, well, you should try the goat's milk, or as long as it's raw, that it might not upset your body the same way that regular dairy will. Because I was curious.
We should do a whole show about that. Raw dairy is a little bit different. It just doesn't have the same effect on the body as cooked dairy. But you should always test it first, make sure you're not allergic or have lactose issues. But usually it's much easier on the body than the pasteurized stuff.
Now, what are some other ideas if people are, like, say, vegan, for example?
You mean ideas to bring to a party?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's fabulous crudités. I mean, you can cut vegetable crudités and with fruit crudités and bring a dish that you like, that you know is good for you. My books, as you know, I have over 500 recipes in my three books, Eating in the Raw, The Raw 50, and Easy Sexy Raw. So there's all kinds of, you know, salads you can bring with raw salad dressings. I mean, there's just a plethora of fabulous food out there that you can bring to a party. And, you know, and like you said, your chocolate is a brilliant idea. Brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Well, yes, definitely do that. Because let me tell you, when I'm eating one of my chocolate truffles, none of the cakes or pies look good to me anymore. Because I know the ingredients of what I'm eating. Yep. And then you don't feel deprived. Well, Carol, I hope you have a wonderful rest of the holiday season. We love having you here on Naturally Savvy Radio, here on Radio MD. You can like us on Facebook. You can at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. You can follow us on Twitter as well. So great that you're listening. I hope you all have a wonderful, healthy holiday season. Again, I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Be well, stay well, and don't forget the chocolate in your purse. It makes a big difference.